A provocative new study concludes that climate change in the next 50 years could do many species to extinction. It suggests that changes in temperature and rainfall could make many habitats less suitable for the plants and animals that live there. The die-off would not be immediate, but the researchers say that perhaps a quarter of the species they studied could ultimately disappear. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Think of a cold-dependent plant living at the top of a mountain that's getting steadily warmer. If that's the only place it lives, it will eventually go extinct. Until now, though, nobody's put a number on the threat of large-scale extinctions from climate change. Town Peterson at the University of Kansas joined a team of 19 scientists from 7 countries to give that a try. They started with the principle that each plant and animal needs a certain climate to survive, a niche. These niches move as the climate changes.
Essentially, species followed their niches around geographically. And so once we saw that, then immediately you start thinking, well, we could project these forward to future climates.
They looked at a map that projects global air temperatures and rainfall in the year 2050 based on continued global warming. They then studied about 1,000 species of plants, birds, and butterflies and found that their current niches would shrink considerably. There's a mathematical formula in biology that shows that a smaller area will support fewer species. So the scientists figured many species that couldn't pack up and move would be doomed to extinction. Peterson says these extinctions wouldn't actually occur in the next 50 years, but the conditions would be set for an inevitable decline.
Maybe we're talking, 1.1 instead of 1.2 offspring per year. And that can create essentially population trends that take this species closer to the zero limit, and then any number of random demographic events, a bad storm or an epidemic, can push that species to extinction.
The researchers were startled to find that of the species they studied, between 10% and 30% could ultimately go extinct due to climate change projected for the next 50 years. Their research paper said it's not possible to extrapolate this result to the world as a whole, but their press release did anyway. It projected as many as 1 million species push toward extinction in the next 50 years. Peterson distanced himself from that speculation.
One of the most important points of this paper is not the statistic that, 10% of the world's biota could be lost, but rather that the level of loss or the dimensions of the loss are comparable to the loss that we expect from ongoing habitat destruction.
To date, deforestation and other causes of habitat loss have been the central focus of biologists worried about extinction. Stephen Pakala at Princeton University says the paper may stimulate biologists to think more now about climate change.
The paper will undoubtedly be criticized because it has, by its own admission, very, very preliminary methods. And so that if one wants to argue about any number in the paper, there, one has ample cause to do so.
But he says it's a no-brainer that climate change can put some species at risk of extinction, especially those in vulnerable ecosystems like coral reefs. Pakala says, on the other hand, life is also resilient and adaptable. Most species on Earth have survived cycles of ice ages over the past 3 million years.
Every species, just about, has seen the climate change and has moved up and back. The record shows that with coolings, you lose a fair number of species, but they've often been able to keep up with the warmings and expand their ranges as the climate has warmed in the past. On the other hand, the climate is projected to warm much faster than it has in the past, and it's not obvious they'll be able to keep up with it.
It's also true that the Earth has heated up by more than a degree already in the past century, and biologists can attribute a single animal extinction to climate change thus far, a Latin American toad. So Rob Jackson at Duke University is a bit dubious about such a dramatic projection of future declines.
I still believe that land use change and habitat loss is by far the dominant cause, or will be the dominant cause, of extinctions in the next 50 years. So in that sense, I'm somewhat skeptical of the results of the paper. But that is not to say that climate change is not important or has been sufficiently appreciated.
The paper is published in the journal Nature. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.